Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has risen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and from the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. The good news that Jesus gives us today is one of dire warning. Go through the narrow gate. Enter by the straight path. Watch out. Watch out. The prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament reading says to the people of Israel who are in Babylon, "Many from distant places who have never heard of my fame will proclaim my glory among the nations." God revealed himself beyond the children of Israel for his own glory, so that we could go out to all the world and tell the good news. The good news that God loves us and cares for us. So what is this admonition of Jesus about when asked, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" Jesus says, "Many, I tell you, will attempt to enter the kingdom of God, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then you will stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' And he will say, 'I do not know where you are from. I do not know you. I've never met you.'" We have to be careful that we don't become like the ancient people of God, who were so self-confident in their own salvation that they forgot the truth that God was their Savior, that God is who they needed, that God is the only one who will bring us salvation. Thanks be to God, we are all here today. We might not have been able to come on the narrow pathway today because we had to go through the circle down the way. We might have found ourselves lost in the circle. We might find ourselves yet lost in the circle. But for those who persevere, they will find their way out. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. Stay on the path that is easy, because I will show you that path. Easy. What does Jesus tell us? Take up your cross daily and follow me. The path that we are to take is not going to be an easy road. It's going to be a rather difficult road. We're going to have sufferings along the way, whether it's our health or whether it's situations in our families, many different things for many different people. But the Lord promises that if we stay on the path, if we follow him, we will find life eternal. There's a story from one of the mystics of our age, a nun in Poland named Sister Faustina, who told the story of a vision of heaven and hell. And in her vision, she saw many people very happily walking along a sandy path, a wide road, strewn with flowers, singing and dancing and leaping. And they got to a point in the road where the destination was, and they all fell off into a pit, which was hell. She also had a vision of a rough road, a road strewn with rocks and sharp edges, a road not so pretty, but doable for those who persevered. And many of the people who walked along that road had tears in their eyes as they suffered on their way. But they would fall and they would get up and they'd try again. And at the end of their path was a beautiful garden, the garden of the kingdom of God. We have choices to make in our lives. We have opportunities. Jesus tells us, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We know that is true. And in our hearts, we strive and strive and strive to come into contact with our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Holy Church gives us opportunities throughout our lifetime to enter into the glory of the kingdom of heaven. We encounter him first, probably as little babies, being baptized in the font. Our sins are forgiven, and we enter into the church. We find that we fall along the way, and we're given the sacrament of penance in order to lift ourselves up with God's grace and try again. Strive onward. And above all, we're given the blessed sacrament of the altar, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, where we enter into Christ's sacrifice in such a way that not only do we receive his body and blood, but we become his body and blood, so that we can too enter the kingdom of heaven as he did at his ascension. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. The Lord admonishes us today. He puts before us life and death. He shows us the way. He helps us along the way. And we are guided by him. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me.